Lucy. Before the death of the neighbour. Prologue. There are so many people outside. Police, paramedics. Is that a fireman also? I wonder why the fire services were called. Perhaps they call all the services when incidents like this occur. Perhaps they won't know what lies in store once the door is opened. It does seem a little excessive for one person, however. How about all the other people in the local area who may need the emergency services? No wonder delays in emergency services are always in the news. If they send this many people for one person, it doesn't take a genius to work out that resources would soon be spread too thin. Hey, they're just standing around, it seems. Can't see anything new happening for the last 15 minutes. My worried sister. She ran for cover in her room as soon as the first official-looking person knocked on the neighbor's door. We could hear the deep voice as he knocked. Hello? It's the police. Are you in there? Please open the door. That was followed by more knocking. When there was no answer, the guy knocked on our door. Sis bolted it to hide at that point. There wasn't much I could tell the police guy. He was very nice in his manner, very polite, and explained the situation very clearly. The neighbour hadn't been seen at her local meetings, and someone had raised the alarm that she may need help. I had to remember when I'd last seen her. I explained it was when she came round for tea a couple of weeks or so ago. Technically, she had tea with my sister, but I didn't go into that much detail with him. Obviously, there was no mention of my beloved Jack being involved. Sis, looks like they're bringing what seems to be a body out, under the covers, on a stretcher. Sis always gets so emotional. I think she got all the empathy traits from the two of us. Oh, that better not be her crying in there from what I can hear. Oh, sis, grow a pair, will you? It certainly looks like a dead body under that white sheet. Oh, the poor neighbour. Such a shame. Sis, it seems the neighbour has been found in what looks to be a very much dead-like state. Don't think we'll be having her around for tea again.